Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right, good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to this week's Coach's Corner. This week, Voice America mourns the loss of one of our own. Dave Duerson, host of the Double Time with Double D radio talk show here on Voice America Sports, died Thursday of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dave was notably known for being a part of the Chicago Bears' 1985 Super Bowl championship team, known as much for their Super Bowl shuffle as they were for their devastating defense that they hit people with weekly. Dave, you're going to be missed and cherished by those you left behind as we continue to work on your shared vision of letting the world know that sports is something we did, but it's not. It does not define who we are. So what I'm going to do right now is, because Dave Duerson wore number 22, we're going to take 22 seconds and have a 22-second moment of silence for Double Time with Double D, Dave Duerson. Okay. Now, this week, boy, I tell you, there's been a lot of things going on in the world of sports this last week. We'll start off with 4A playoffs is underway, and we started the Bracket Challenge. So I'm going to update our listeners on what's happening with the Bracket Challenge and how that's standing. You know, I'm going to brag for just a second here because in looking at my brackets, for those of you who are competing with me in the Coach's Corner Bracket Challenge sponsored by Carefree Tan Salons. You know what? Three out of my four in the 4A1 state championship Final Four bracket are still standing. Saguaro, Peoria, and Raymond Kellis. The shocker for me was Nogales getting past, getting in there. But that's because Independence had a big upset over Apollo in the first round. So Apollo missed out, and then Nogales ended up getting Independence in the second round to advance to the Final Four. So the Final Four for the 4A1 state championship right now, we got Raymond Kellis against Nogales. And then on the other side of the bracket, we have Saguaro, Bob LaRue, taking his team back to the Final Four again against Peoria, who beat McClintock in their game before. So that is how it sits right now. The Final Four game is on Wednesday, the 23rd, over at jobbing.com arena, so you want to get over there and take a look at those games. Also, the championship between two of those four teams will be on Saturday, 2/26, at jobbing.com arena. Now, going over to the 4A2 bracket, hey, this is where I predicted it. All four of my Final Four teams are still standing. That's right. Amphi is in the Final Four. At Desert Edge is also in the Final Four. You've got Thunderbird with a win over Paradise Valley, and then Tempe with a big upset over the number 2 seed Arcadia Titans. That Final Four matchup is also Thursday. The Final Four will be over at jobbing.com arena, and the championship game will be on Saturday. So you have two championship games on Saturday, And so those Final Fours I was perfect in. So now let's look at the predictions. Let's look at the scoreboard, the leaderboard. Right now I'm sitting in first place with 26 points, but of course I'm not eligible for the Suns tickets. So the number two person is Stacey Davis with 25 points. Coach O with 24 points. Coach Commander King over at Chaparral is sitting in a tie. Actually, we have a tie for four people right now in third place. Coach O, 24 points. Coach Commander King with 24 points. Pastor Perez with 24 points. And M, you've got 24 points. So right now, the third place is tied up. So we'll see how you guys shake out at the end here. Scott Clayton is at 23 points. And Coach Will Warasilla, who was a guest on the show last week, is in last place right now, 20 points. Come on, Coach. You better hope your team wins it all. Oh, wait, they can't because they're out. All right, so that's a little bit of teasing for Coach Warasilla. Hey, congratulations to him with a big win this last week over Glendale, and his team's playing very well. And so, anyways, let's go ahead and move on because now the brackets are out for the 5A1 and 5A2 playoffs. But before we go to that real quick, I want to give a shout-out to some champions that were crowned this last week. In the 1A girls, Gilbert Christian was this year's 1A champs. Then the 2A, Valley Christian girls were crowned champion up in Prescott at Tim's Toyota Center, which is a nice facility up there. We need a facility like that down here. And from what I understand, there's one being built over at Grand Canyon University. It's going to mimic that facility a little bit. All right, now on the boys' side, Orm is the 1A state champs. And Westwind Prep boys finished out their season to become 2A state champs. So congratulations to those teams and being named AIA state champions. I'm sure they're still on cloud nine, just riding high from their wins this past weekend. Now, today's guests, we're going to take a look at the 5A1 and 5A2 brackets and see what our guests think, how the tournament's going to shake out at that level. I've got two people that are going to be calling in. One is already on the line, and the other one must be in the middle of practice or something. He was supposed to call in already and haven't heard from him yet. So we're going to be joined right now by Chaparral head coach Aaron Wendler, who this year led his team to a 17-9 record, but came out of a brutal region, man. We'll talk about that region here in a couple minutes, but they were 5-5 in region, 17-9 overall, but got the number four seed. So if they can win the first round game, they're guaranteed a second home game in the playoffs, which everybody knows is critical when it comes time to tournament time. So we're going to welcome to the show right now Coach Aaron Wendler. Coach, you there?
Yes, I am.
Coach, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Scott.
All right, Coach. So now let's take a look. First off, congratulations on your season so far. I mean, great season. You guys have battled in probably one of the toughest regions in the state.
Yeah, no question. The Desert Valley has been an extremely tough region. You got Pinnacle with the number one seed in our 5A2 bracket, and Desert Mountain in the number two, and us in the number four. And you can throw Horizon in there that's at number seven, and it's been really, really tough. We've just been beating up on each other since January.
It's been a brutal, brutal, brutal year in that region. But you know what? I think that I've got all three of you in the Final Four there. So we'll talk about that as we go. So now, in looking at this bracket, man, I'll tell you what, you had to be wondering. I mean, I know that I spoke with you text message-wise on, I can't remember if it was Friday night or Saturday morning, and you kind of predicted you would end up with Millennium. But you had to be sitting there looking at the matchups at the end there trying to figure out how this was going to work out, because you could have ended up just as easily playing somebody from your region.
Yeah, we were looking at, for the last week and a half, Coach Fazio at Desert Mountain and I had just been teasing each other about how neither one of us were math majors in college, but we seemed to be consumed with math and trying to figure out these power points over the last week and a half. And, you know, we thought we had a good possibility of being the three or the four, and then depending on how the Deer Valley Millennium game went on Thursday night, you know, would kind of make a difference on who we might play. So, you know, it worked out. We got the four, and, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think we were happy with that.
Well, you know, you have to be happy when you get a four seed because you're guaranteed the, you know, those top four teams are guaranteed the two home games. If you can win the first round, obviously you're guaranteed that second home game. And that's critical in going to the playoffs because it can make a difference in crowd. It can make a difference in officiating. I mean, people don't realize the significance of that. But having been at Arcadia and having to travel down to Tucson, I know how important that home game is, that second round. So how do you guys feel about that?
Well, I think we feel great. We've only lost one home game all year, and that was to Pinnacle, and you know, who's got the number one seed. But you know, I think you can give yourself anywhere from 5 to 10 points anytime you have a home game. And, so it's definitely a big advantage, and we're grateful that we have that opportunity. That if we take care of Millennium on Wednesday night, we'll have a chance to host another game on Saturday. And yeah, I think it's extremely important to our seniors to get a chance to play in front of their home fans one more time and hopefully two more times. And so we're happy about it.
Okay, so let's take a quick look at the top bracket there because that's where you guys are sitting. At number one, you have Pinnacle, and they're playing number 16, Willow Canyon. Coach, who do you see getting the W there?
Well, I would say that Pinnacle probably wasn't real happy that they're seeing Willow Canyon in the first round. Willow Canyon has the potential to be a pretty dangerous team. They're athletic. They've been playing much better lately. But, you know, playing Pinnacle twice this year and seeing them either on tape or in person several other times, you know, they've just been probably the most dominant team in 5A2. And so I think Pinnacle will have a good shot of, especially if they're making outside shots, to advance.
Okay, now, below that bracket is the 8-9 game, which is Tolleson versus Boulder Creek. Now, this is a toss-up game as far as I'm concerned, looking at these two teams. You know, this is going to be a tough game to call. I happen to go with Pinnacle in the first game, and this game, it's a coin toss. I mean, I'm looking at maybe Boulder Creek sneaking by Tolleson, but these two teams are very evenly matched.
They are, and, you know, Randy Walker does a great job at Boulder Creek, and I've seen them on tape this year. I haven't seen them in person, and a couple of my assistants have seen Tolleson in person, but I haven't yet. I know that Tolleson has the two big players, Stacey Davis and Brandon Tenieta, and both of those guys are very good high school basketball players. I think Boulder Creek has probably an overall stronger team than Tolleson does, and you know, I think Boulder Creek is just going to slide through and get into the second round in my bracket.
Okay, so now you've got Lake Havasu versus Marcos Deniza, and that's a 5-12 matchup. And as I always say, there's always upsets in the 5-12 every year. You can't look at a bracket and say there isn't an upset in all these different tournaments. But in this particular situation, I just think that Marcos Deniza has a better team than Lake Havasu.
I think I've seen Lake Havasu in the fall. Definitely not as talented as Marcos. They do play extremely hard. But, you know, Marcos, Coach Stark always has those guys play well in February. And, but, you know, going to Lake Havasu, and you talked about the officiating earlier, that's one of those you never know. I've got Marcos winning that game, but that's a tough one. That's a tough one to pick.
Yeah, well, I picked Marcos to get the upset there. But like you said, it is an away game for Marcos. How well they travel is going to be important because being a number 12 seed. But see, here's the thing, too. If you look at the two team schedules, I think Marcos just has a tougher schedule. So that's why they ended up in a lower seed. And, you know, I just think that right now, it's I think Marcos is playing well. I think Marcos is going to end up getting that win, though.
And I agree.
Okay, so now we go to the last bracket here, or last part of the bracket in the top. That's you guys against Millennium. Now, see, Coach, I know you weren't ecstatic about this pick, about this draw, because Millennium's a dangerous team.
They are. Tyler Russell is one of the best point guards in the state, you know, capable of getting 35 or 40 on any given night. They've got a couple good role players, Jeremy McDonald, and a couple other guys that are capable of putting together good games. You know, I'm glad this is a game that we have at home. You know, we played these guys at ASU in a summer camp, and so, you know, and we went and watched them on Thursday night against Deer Valley, and we've seen them on tape. So, you know, we're familiar with them. We know that they're a dangerous team, and we need to go out and definitely execute both ends of the court, and hopefully contain Russell enough to give ourselves a chance to win.
Okay, well, I've picked you to advance in the round. No pressure.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. So we're looking at our bracket right now, and in the top bracket in the second round, we're looking at Pinnacle and Boulder Creek, Marcus Denise and Chaparral. Those are two games that none of those games are going to be easy games. So realize that I've been saying this all year. At the 5A2 level, has been so competitive, it is going to be very difficult to tell who's going to win the tournament this year. I mean, this bracket is going to be wide open. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish the 5A2 bracket, and then we'll hit the 5A1 bracket. This is the Coach's Corner, being joined with Aaron Wendler, head coach of Chaparral High School. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound.
Kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. Filtered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Don't miss the show that gives you exclusive access to your favorite pro athletes off the field and in our communities. Join host Nick Murphy for Heroes Radio. Hear it directly from the source as we take you behind the scenes with your favorite stars. It's sports, community, entertainment, and fun. And it's all part of Heroes Radio. Tune in Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are joined right now by Coach Aaron Wendler from Chaparral High School. And we're breaking down the brackets for the 5A2 boys basketball tournament coming up, just tipping off here on Wednesday. So we're down in the second half of the bracket, and we're looking at Fairfax versus Perry. And that's a number 3 versus a number 14 seed. And you know what? I like Perry. I like their team. I like their athleticism. But I just think Fairfax is just going to be a little too much for them. What do you think,
Coach?
Well, we
got an opportunity to go see Fairfax play Central last week. And obviously, we played Perry early on in the season. And this is a tough matchup. I really think this is going to be a very close game. And I'll be honest with you, I've got Perry pulling an upset in this one.
Wow. Okay.
Coach Noel does a great job with his guys, and he'll have them prepared and ready to play. Fairfax is not exceptionally deep. They go about 6 guys. And I just think that Perry's going to come out and execute and pull an upset.
You know, Coach Noel is a former 4A champion, and does a great job with his teams. And, you know, he just has so many weapons out there. But I just think Fairfax is going to, since it's a home game, I think it's going to be close, but I think Fairfax is going to pull it out. We'll go down to the 6-11 matchup, which is Deer Valley versus South Mountain. And I'm kind of kicking myself because, I didn't have a chance to get out and watch Deer Valley play this year, but I do plan on going to watch them play on hopefully in the second round of the playoffs, because I'm not going to be able to go on Wednesday. Now, I've heard so much about that Deer Valley team, and looking at them versus the South Mountain team and that matchup, I picked Deer Valley to move ahead. What about you, Coach?
You know, we played South at our place back in December, and they held us to under 20 points in the first half, and we were just getting blown out. And our senior guard, Zeke Chapman, came alive with 30 points in the second half and in overtime, and we were able to escape with a home win. You know, they're a really dangerous team. I have had a chance to see Deer Valley a couple times, and, you know, they run a penetrate kick offense, and they've got four or five guys that can all shoot the three and put it on the floor. So if they're knocking down shots, they're going to be hard to beat. I think that South's trap is going to give them some trouble. I think also that South's length is going to give them some trouble. And I actually went with another upset in this one as well. I'm picking South.
Okay, so now we move on down to Horizon. This is a 7-10 matchup, Horizon versus Ironwood Ridge. And you know what? Just I've seen Horizon play. I've seen your region. I just think your region is going to have three of the top teams in the tournament. I think that all of you guys battling throughout the year has put your teams in a prime position to play their best basketball at this point in time. So I'm moving Horizon to the next round. What about you, Coach?
And I am too. I think they're just going to be a little bit too much. Ironwood Ridge is a little bit down compared to the last couple of years, and I see Horizon winning that game as well.
Okay, so now next up we have a 2-15 matchup, which is Desert Mountain versus Cibola. Cibola's got a long trip up to come play Desert Mountain and Todd Fazio over there. You know what? Todd Fazio does a great job with that team, with the program over there. He's been a staple in that community, and the team is just playing well at this point. And like I said, another team coming out of that region I think is just primed and ready to go. How do you see this matchup going, Coach?
I don't think that Cibola is going to have much of a chance to get one. That's, in my opinion, the hardest place to play in the state. You know, their student section is phenomenal. It's going to be a large crowd. It's going to be loud. And I think Cibola is going to have a tough time. It's definitely going to be an uphill battle, and I see the Wolves definitely advancing to the second round.
Okay. So now in my Elite Eight, I've got, and I know yours is just a little bit different. I think you picked two games differently than I did. So we'll come back to you in just a second here. But I've got Pinnacle and Boulder Creek matching up on Saturday. Marcos Deniza versus you guys. And then I've got Fairfax and Deer Valley, and then Horizon and Desert Mountain. Now, what's your Elite Eight look like, Coach?
I've got Pinnacle and Boulder Creek, Marcos Deniza, I hate to put ourselves in there and put that pressure on us, but I like ours, Chaparral in the first round against Millennium. Then I've got Perry and South Mountain, Horizon and Desert Mountain.
Okay. All right. So there you have it, guys. Now, my final four picks for the 5A 2 Boys State playoff bracket are Pinnacle, Chaparral, Deer Valley, and Horizon. So now we've got an interesting dynamic that's going to play out here over the next several weeks. It's going to be interesting to see who shows up and, you know, who are the pretenders and who are the contenders, because really that's what we're coming down to right now. So we've got 5A2 brackets done. Now here's some things that I was shocked by, because as I was looking at PowerPoints last week, Coach, I was looking at the last few spots. You know, you've got Westview, who ended up 9-9 and got bumped out of the playoffs because of power points. And Central. Central shocked me that they did not make the playoffs as well as they were playing early on in the season.
Yeah, me too. There was a stretch a few weeks ago where their best player, Robert Selman, was out for a few games, and I think they lost some games that maybe they wouldn't have lost otherwise. And then by the time they got him back, they had a really tough schedule. You know, they had to close the season beating either Fairfax or North, and that was just a little bit too much to ask. And I think everybody's a little bit surprised that Central didn't make it in, because they do have a couple guys that can just flat out play.
And not only did they not make it in, Coach, they fell all the way to number 19 in PowerPoint rankings. So I'm not quite sure the PowerPoint rankings is set up the way it should. I mean, I don't know. Well, it seems to have worked at other levels, so maybe it's fine.
I think it's gotten better a little bit every year. You know, last year putting more of an emphasis on opposition wins definitely helped, and then this year adding the getting points off the opposition's wins, I think that made it even better. And to me, this is the best they've done since they used the old Cal Prep system a few years ago. I think this has been the most legitimate way of measuring teams based on their strength of schedule and their overall talent.
Okay, so now let's go ahead and take a look here at the 5A1 level, because this bracket is also it's just as tough. I mean, and this is the last year we're going to have all these different brackets, because next year the AIA is moving to a new format, and maybe I'll get your thoughts on that in a little bit, Coach, but they're moving to a new format where it's just going to be four different divisions, and then you play it out from there. So it's going to kind of be a real true tournament to see who comes out on top. But let's go ahead and take a look at the 5A1 bracket. Number one, Buena, is playing number 16, COFA, in the first round. You know what? This, for me, was an easy game. I just see Buena moving ahead. I don't think COFA is going to have what it takes to get past Buena. Coach Glasgow has done a great job this year rebuilding that team again and getting them back on top. Coach, who'd you pick?
I've got Buena, 18-0 in the power points, and Devontae Malcolm, who I just think is one of the best shooting guards in the state. I think Buena advances easily.
Okay. Then we've got an 8-9 matchup. Again, a very tough, tough matchup. We've got Sal Point with the number 8 seed and Desert Vista with the number 9 seed. And this is Coach Dave Williams' first year at Desert Vista. And he's got Danny Powell averaging 20 points and 10 rebounds. And they're going up against Sal Point. And here's the thing. Because they ended up with that 9 seed, they have to go play at Sal Point. I think that's going to hurt them, but I do think Desert Vista comes out of that game with a win. Coach, how are you picking this game?
Well, exactly what you said on in terms of home court advantage, and that's why I'm going with Sal Point. I think going down to Tucson and playing at Sal Point is going to be extremely difficult. And Talbot Diddy at Sal Point is a very good player and is good a job as Coach Williams has done it at Desert Vista this year. I got Sal Point advancing.
You know, they slipped up a little bit late here in the season. They had a couple games where they slipped up and lost some that you would think, oh, they're going to win this game tonight, and they lost.
Yeah, and I think you when you're picking games like this, I think you have to look at how teams finished. You know, if you had asked me about our team 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I would feel much differently than I do now, just because we finished the season really strong. And so that's why I like Southlake get the victory.
Okay. So now next up we have a number 5 versus 12 matchup, and that number 5-12 matchup is basically Corona del Sol versus number 12 Desert Ridge. Coach, how are you picking this game?
Well, I think Coach Duane does a great job over Corona. He's got some really talented guys. Kalen Robinson, Casey Benson is one of the best freshmen in the state. But I tell you, Desert Ridge has really been playing well lately, and they put a whooping on Marcos Teniza last week. And you know, this was tough for me, but I'm picking Corona. But I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be really close.
I think
Corona will have a little bit too much inside for Desert Ridge.
That's what I was going to say. I think their length is going to cause Desert Ridge some issues, and I think that's what's going to eventually get Corona del Sol up over the top to defeat Desert Ridge and move on to the next round. The number 4-13 matchup in the next game is Mountain View here in Mesa against number 13 Mesquite. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how Mesquite kind of got into the tournament here with the last several games coming about and kind of boosting them in power points. But then you've got number 4 Mountain View Mesa. They've been cruising along most of the year. They had a hiccup after the Mesa Mountain View tournament. But you know what? I just think that Mountain View is going to have too much for Mesquite, and they win this.
Coach Ernst and the big guys inside, led by Kim and Boone, I would agree with you. Mountain View pretty easily in the first round.
Now, here we go with number 3 versus number 14. That's North versus Red Mountain. Coach, this is going to be interesting because North is playing well at this point in time. And they've jumped up in the PowerPoint rankings, and they're sitting there, and now they have the first-round matchup against Red Mountain, who's also playing well.
Yeah, you know, North, a lot of people would say that North's region wasn't exceptionally strong, but, you know, Coach Bustos is still back-to-back state champs. You know, they're continuing to play well. You know, this is the third matchup between these two teams, one in a Thanksgiving tournament, and then once during the regular season. Red Mountain was right there in both games. I was at that first game, and Red Mountain lost a late lead. But on North's home court, as well as I think Red Mountain is going to be able to compete, I think North wins a close one.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish the 5A1 bracket, and we'll talk a little bit about that first round. We'll look at the second round matchups, and we'll go from there. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely, joined by Coach Aaron Windler from Chaparral High School. We'll be back in just a sec.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyer and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely, and today we're going over the 5A1 and 5A2 playoff brackets. And right now we're going over the 5A1 brackets with Coach Aaron Windler from Chaparral High School. Coach, we left off we both picked North to move on, and then we're going to the number 6, number 11 matchup, which is Brophy versus Cesar Chavez. Now, tell me what you think about this matchup, because I've got some specific things here I'm looking at. So let's talk about this for a sec.
Well, I don't think the two styles could be any different. You've got Brophy that will run a very disciplined offense, very physical defense, and then you've got Chavez that's going to play real up-tempo. They're going to trap. They're going to run and jump. They're going to press throughout. It's just a very different style of basketball on both sides. And you know, I think Coach Lee and Coach Fuller do great jobs with their respective programs, but I've got Brophy pulling this out. I think they're going to be able to handle Chavez's pressure and going to be very disciplined, be able to pull out the win by about 8 or 10 points.
It's interesting that you say that, because I wanted you to go first because I wanted to see where you stood on this, because I'm looking at this, and actually I'm going to tell you right now, with the 18-7 record, 8-3 in region, I believe Brophy is actually my dark horse to win the tournament.
Well, Coach, I've got Brophy in my championship game.
So do I. So I've got Coach Fuller. You know, I mean, I look at their second matchup. So I picked Brophy to beat Cesar Chavez. And so now Brophy is going to be matched up against North in the second round. Now, they lost to North earlier, 68-57. But I honestly believe at this point in time, Brophy is probably playing some of the best basketball of any of the teams I've seen in the state.
Well, I think they've had a more difficult schedule. And I think when it comes down to it, I think that might be the difference. So, yeah, I agree with you. I've got Brophy in the finals.
So there you have it, fans. How many of you are picking Brophy to move forward? I've got Brophy in the finals as well. Now, here we go to the next one, which is number 7 versus number 10. This one, I think, is a toss-up, man. You got Mountain Point at 7, Hamilton at number 10. I think this game, you could flip a coin and pick who's winning. Maybe home court advantage will have an impact. But you know what? I decided to go with Hamilton in this game.
You know, I think this is, as you said, a tough one. I think home court is going to have an impact on this game. We played Mountain Point back in December at the Holiday Tournament, and they've got a lot of different weapons. And if their younger guys played as well as they've played throughout the year, you know, Hamilton's had a couple injuries, and I've got Mountain Point pulling this one out.
Okay, so we differ there.
I think it'll be close, though.
All right, so we differ there. Now, if we're looking at the number 2 versus number 15 matchup, which is Mesa versus Tucson, you know, Jahi's playing well, ASU commit. He's, you know, proven that he can do this on his own with his, you know, with role players around him. And, you know, I think that they're going to easily beat Tucson, but I think they run into an issue in the Final Four when I have them playing Brophy. So I've got Mesa moving forward and also beating Hamilton. How do you see this one?
I've got Mesa beating Tucson pretty easily, and I've actually got Mountain Point beating Mesa in the Elite Eight.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've got Mountain Point moving forward. All right. Interesting. Okay, so here's our Elite Eight. My Elite Eight is Buena versus Desert Vista, Corona versus Mountain View, North and Brophy, Hamilton and Mesa. How's yours, Coach?
Mine's Buena, South Point, Corona, Mountain View, North, Brophy, and Mountain Point, Mesa.
Okay, so it's going to be interesting to see how you guys can compare to the coach and myself. Now, looking at the Final Four, I said Buena's going to defeat Desert Vista. I think it'll be a good game, but I think Buena will go ahead and advance. And I've got Corona del Sol falling to Mountain View to move Mountain View into Final Four matchup against Buena. And then I've got Brophy beating North, moving to the Final Four, and then playing Mesa. Coach, what's your Final Four look like for the 5A1?
I've got Buena over South Point in mind, Mountain View, and this can go either way against Corona. But Mountain View on their home court, I like Mountain View. I've got Brophy over North, and then I've got Mountain Point in a bit of an upset over Mesa.
Okay. So now, looking at the championship game, I picked Mountain View to upset Buena. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think that both coaches – first off, I from what I understand, I think Coach Ernst is up for National Coach of the Year.
Yeah, is that what I heard? As well. And nobody deserves it more than he does.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, the guy's a coaching legend. But then you've got Buena and Mountain View, and I think that's going to be a very tough game. You want to talk about a great game to watch in the Final Four? It's going to be one of those games that I think coaches will appreciate. Fans may get bored.
Well, I saw them play at the Holiday Tournament at Mesa Mountain View in December, and the first half of that game was the most efficient game half of basketball that I'd ever seen from a high school team with Mountain View. They shot over 60%, and they did not attempt a three-point shot and put up nearly 50 points in the first half. Buena made it a game in the second half with some full-court traps and pressing, and but Mountain View still won the game pretty easily. So I've got Mountain View in what I don't necessarily consider an upset, but I've got Mountain View advancing as well.
Well, the only reason I guess I would call it an upset is because you've got a number one seed versus a number four seed. So now you've got Brophy, number six seed moving to the Final Four, in my opinion, matching up against the number two seed Mesa. And I just think Brophy has too many weapons, too much talent, and I just think they get past Coach Bukar's team and move to the championship game against Mountain View. What are you looking at, Coach? I know you've got a completely different bottom bracket there.
Yeah, well, I've got Brophy and I've got Mountain Point, and you know, I agree with you. I think Brophy physically is going to be a little bit too much for Mountain Point. I know they have Mountain Point has Jerome Garrison and Tyler Wimbish, but you know, I think that Brophy's discipline is going to be enough to. And again, I think it will be a low scoring game, which I think definitely favors Brophy. Whether they're playing Mesa or Mountain Point, I think Brophy, if ideally if they can keep the game in the 40s or 50s, they're going to have a better chance to win, and I think they will.
So, I don't know, in that matchup that I have, Mountain View versus Brophy, that game is a toss-up as far as the championship game goes, but I tell you this, I think it's going to be a great game.
Oh, I don't think there's any question that you've got, in my opinion, two of the best coaches in the state playing similar styles of basketball, again, very disciplined. You know, for some basketball fans, they may not enjoy it, but if you're a true basketball fan, you should, because there's going to be a lot of defense played, and fundamentally, they're going to be executing extremely well the entire game as well. And, you know, I got to go with Coach Ertz and Mountain View in this one.
Okay, so in this game, let me be clear about something. When I said earlier that this is going to be one of those games that coaches like to watch or love to watch, and fans are kind of like bored. You know, if you heard what Coach Wendler said, he said it was one of the most efficient first halves that he'd seen. And that's because there wasn't a lot of excitement. It was the small things, the X's and O pieces that coaches sit back and pay attention to, but fans kind of get bored with, you know. And it's kind of like watching a old Duke North Carolina game without the superstars playing, just those five fundamental guys on the court passing the ball, getting nothing but easy layups off of it because you move the ball for the, you know, 50 seconds on the clock.
And so, you're getting high-percentage shots. Something that we've stressed with our guys all year is execution plus patience equals efficiency. And if you can be efficient, you're going to have opportunities to win basketball games.
And that's really the key. And, see, that's also raising the level of what we call basketball IQ. That's a basketball IQ thing. So, now, Coach, we're going to take a couple seconds here, and I want to talk about this new format that that the AIA came up with for basketball next year with the divisions.
Okay.
Now, have you had a chance to check out the divisions? And I'm sure you have, because I'm sure you've been looking at who you compete against and all that kind of fun stuff. What? How are you feeling about this new move that the AIA is moving towards to balance out what's happening?
Well, honestly, I don't have any problem with it. You know, I think that having a 5A1 and 5A2, 4A1, 4A2, I think it does tend to get watered down a little bit. You know, I've been a proponent of going 1A through 6A or 1A through 5A, and, you know, going basically a 1, 2, 3, 4, you're basically accomplishing that. My problem with it is if you're going to do it for basketball, you're going to do it for softball, you're going to do it for baseball and volleyball, how come you're not doing it for football? That's my issue. You know, I think we all know that football is a big revenue king here in the state of Arizona, and the AIA obviously knows that, but I don't think it is fair to the other sports. I also don't think it's fair to the other sports that you continually let football go into the middle of December and hurt you know, two sport or three sport athletes that pay the price. So that's my biggest issue with it, is how it affects other sports.
Now, Coach, looking at the divisions, they're going with four divisions. And in going with four divisions, they're having three sections, I think it is, in each one. So let's see here. You got Division One, you got 1, 2, 3. Yep, you got three sections in Division One. And in Division Two, you have 1, 2, 3. And then you have Division Three, you have 1, 2, 3. Yep. So it looks like each division has three subdivisions. Now, from what I understand, the subdivisions are just teams that you will compete against in the 18-game schedule that you have for the year.
Correct. My understanding is the computer is going to pick the majority of your games, and then you're going to have the freedom to pick a handful of your games throughout the course of the PowerPoint 18-point games. You know, again, with the sectionals, I think it's a good idea. If you look at the section where we were placed, and you look at the teams that were in that, and if you go back over the course of the last 10 years of high school basketball in Arizona, you've got the majority of the best teams in one section. And so to me, it's a little bit skewed and definitely favors some teams that are in a little bit, at least historically, in a weaker section. But, you know, things change from year to year, and so, you know, we'll do our best to make do.
Because you guys are in the top division. You're in Division I, but you happen to be in Section 3. And in Section 3, you've got here's what we're going to do. I just got noticed we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the section. We'll talk about the teams, talk about the matchups, and possible champions that come out of that type of situation. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely. We're joined by Coach Aaron Windler from Chaparral High School. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
We got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. I found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we're joined right now by Aaron Windler, head coach at Chaparral High School here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we broke down the brackets earlier. Now we're looking at next year's, the 2011 to the 2013 placement for AIA divisions and sections, because it's going to change the face of the tournament over the next couple years. Now we have a 5A1 tournament, we have a 5A2 tournament. Next year we're going to have a Division I tournament, we're going to have a Division II tournament, we're going to have a Division III tournament, and a Division IV tournament, and that's it. Hey, Coach, you getting some ice?
Yeah, it's going to be completely change things the way that it's set up. How PowerPoints is going to have an effect on whether you make the tournament and where you're placed. It's going to be a completely different, playoff schedule.
You getting ice right now?
Excuse me?
You getting ice right now?
No.
Okay, so in looking at the brackets, we were talking about where you were sitting, and you guys are sitting in Division I, Section 2. No. Section 3? Was it Section 3? I just lost you. Yeah, Section 3. And in the Section 3, you guys have Boulder Creek, last year's 5A2 state champion. You got Brophy College Prep. You guys, Deer Valley, Desert Mountain, Desert Vista, Horizon, Marcos Denisa, McClintock, Kingman, Mesa High School, McClintock, Mountain Point, Mountain Ridge, Mountain View, North Canyon, Pinnacle, Sandra Day O'Connor, Westwind Prep, and Westwood High School. Man, that section alone, if those are the 18 games that you have to, or those are the teams you have to pick your 18 games from, that's going to be a tough schedule.
It's going to be brutal. You know, you've got the best teams out of our Desert Valley region, you know, minus excluding St. Mary's. It's in a different one. But, yeah, you throw in the Mesa schools in there. You throw some of the schools in from Tempe, and you throw in a, you know, Brophy College Prep. And, yeah, it's really tough. And if you can, again, like I said earlier, if you compare those over historically over the last 10 years with some of the other sections, this one is by far the best one.
And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned St. Mary's, because I wanted to point out this is the first year in how long that St. Mary's hasn't been in the tournament.
You know, we played them twice, and you know, we were able to get them at the Martin Luther King Classic at ASU in January, and then we went to their place, and they played a really good game, and every time we answered, they answered right back, and they beat us. But they were just up and down, very inconsistent all year. You know, Coach Lopez is one of the best coaches in the state, and you know, I think this is the least talent that he's had in the last 10 years. But you know, at times they looked great, and other times they didn't. So I know it's disappointing for their program not to be in, and I think it's you know, it is shocking to all of us that know how good Coach Lopez is over there not to see a St. Mary's team with a chance to make a deep run in the tournament.
So now looking at this Division One, I mean, so the tournament's going to basically be broken out. You know, I mean, you're going to have one tournament for each division. So you've got four divisions, and we'll have four tournaments next year. Now, with that being the case, we're looking at how many schools is it completed in a section? You got 1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, I don't know that, you know, in talking to some other coaches in our region, I'm not sure that they completely know exactly how it's going to work out. I think that a certain amount of teams are going to get picked from each section, and then they're going to go to PowerPoints to see what other teams get in. I've also been told that they're going to be doing a sectional tournament, whereas if you win your first round game of the section, your second, third round games in the sectional tournament really don't matter that much because you're already qualified for the state tournament. So there might be some kinks in the system that still need to be worked out by the AIA, and you know, hopefully we'll all be made aware of those changes when they take place.
Well, if you look at the Division One, because that's the one that's on top of the stack here, and there's 62 teams. And, you know, California does a tournament just like that, where they start off with your conference, and you have a conference tournament, and then if you win the conference, then you automatically get a berth into your sectional tournament, and then the seeding comes from your conference into the sectionals, and then the sectionals, once if you win that, you automatically get a berth into the state tournament. And I think I even did a show on this way back when all the conversation about the playoffs, it may have been last year at the same time, where we talked about why not take a look at the way that other states do it, duplicate that, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. So it's going to be interesting. You got 62 teams. There's no way they're going to be able to leave out a large number of teams and just go to a 16-team state tournament.
No, it's going to be challenging, and I think again, I agree with the idea of going to less divisions, but again, I still think there are a lot of kinks in this new system they're trying to work out. Hopefully, they'll get fixed by next November.
Well, Coach, you know, it's great that you're able to join us today. And so what I want to do is I want to give you a couple seconds before we end up the show here to talk about your program a little bit. Tell us about what's happening over at Chaparral this year. You know, talent you've got moving on possibly for the next year. Guys coming up. What do you talk a little bit about Chaparral and give a shout out to whoever it is you want to, just as a thank you for joining us today.
Well, the first thing I would like to do is thank my assistant coaches. You know, we've had a good season. We had a great trip to Kentucky back in December, and we've competed in a couple really nationally high-level tournaments, holiday tournaments. And so Coach Ben Buchanan, my associate head coach, who's been with me even when I was at Coronado, Commander King, who joined us, who was a head coach in Flagstaff, Coconino High School for 7 years, who's now on our staff, has been a great addition. And then when I look at our JV program and our freshman program, both teams went 18-0 in their PowerPoint games, and so couldn't be more pleased with Coach Young, our JV coach, and Coach Michelson, our freshman coach. And you know, it is an exciting time in Chaparral. I'm really proud of our guys, and just hope that we can make a deep run in the state playoffs and get a chance to make our third straight Final Four.
Okay, that's right. That's right. It would be your third straight Final Four, wouldn't it? Last year, you guys were in the championship game. So
yeah,
Coach,
2 years ago, we lost in the semifinal, and then last year, losing a heartbreaker to Boulder Creek and Randy Walker.
Now, Coach, I got to say, you know, I think there's going to be some job openings that are going to come up this year. You know, some other schools are going to end up having some coaching jobs transition and everything. And you know, it's interesting because you have this this dynamic that takes place. The pendulum, or not the pendulum, the domino effect, where one job opens up and then guys go, oh, wow, and then their name comes up for other jobs. Coach, is there any job in the state that might open up that would have you go,
You know, that's a really tough question. You know, I like where I'm at right now. It's really close to where I live. I've got a good teaching opportunity, and so at this point, you know, I wouldn't say never, but at this point I'm pretty happy with what we have and our lower levels coming up. And I think whether it's me or anyone that's at Chaparral is going to have an opportunity to be successful for several years to come. So as of right now, I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Okay, Coach. Hey, you've done a great job over there. You and I go way back to the Coronado-Arcadia rivalry and all that. And I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best, Coach.
Thank you very much, good. Scott, and thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
All right, good luck in the tournament. And that was Coach Aaron Wendler from Chaparral High School. And, you know, you got to get out and check out some of these tournaments. There's going to be some very, very big games that are going to take place, not just in the 5A tournaments that we just laid out, but in the 4A tournaments. We've got the Final Four coming up this next week, and you've got the championship game concluding on Saturday. And if you can't get out to the game, absolutely go online to AIA365.com and watch the games live, because you know what? That's a great service that they're providing and allowing for you to see the game if you can't get out to it. So go ahead and take a look at the game online if you can't get out. And you know what? There's great basketball taking place. It's been fun this season to watch a lot of these games because the teams are so evenly matched this year. So it's been a fun season to watch. I'm kind of sad to see it come to an end. But we got baseball and track coming up. We got spring football coming up. There's a lot of things happening. And so, you know, we'll just keep rolling along. You know, I want to thank Coach Aaron Wendler for joining us today. I'm sorry that Coach Donaldson from Highland couldn't join us today. Something must have happened there. But get out and check out the tournaments. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach, Scott Lovely, and I want to thank Carefree Salon for helping us with the Suns tickets for the Bracket Challenge. Good luck to those people competing there. And remember what I always say, leave it better than you found it. This is the Coach's Corner, and I'm out. Peace.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.